Good evening, everyone. We'll continue our practice of loving kindness this evening, and we'll start to bring in some equanimity to it. As we do these evening practices, often there's a sequence that's followed with these divine abodes, and it is to start with yourself, and then the next person to whom you send these kind wishes or wishes of equanimity is a benefactor, and I'll describe that a little more in a minute, next to a friend, then to a stranger, someone we don't really know, but may see often, then to a difficult person, and finally towards all beings. So we'll start this evening briefly with a little benevolence or goodwill towards yourself. You've been practicing diligently now for 2 days and going through all kinds of things in the body, heart, and mind. And then we'll extend the good wishes to a benefactor. And this could be a mentor, could be a teacher, any person who's been supportive in your life and with whom you have a relatively uncomplicated relationship. Doesn't mean, you know, there aren't a few wrinkles, but relatively simple relationship. And it's best to pick a living person when we do these kinds of practices for others. This is, you know, anyone whose behavior towards you, whose support of you or help has been kind, has been, you know, useful to you. And when this practice of benevolence is the real deal, or, you know, whether we're extending it to ourselves or extending it to someone else, when it's the real deal, it doesn't have clinging as part of it. We can confuse being overly attached or dependent on another person with feeling kindness or friendliness towards them. And it's important to separate this out. And if you become aware of any clinging when we're doing this practice for a benefactor or a friend or someone like that, it's okay. Just notice that you can feel a little bit of stickiness there. When you hear the word clinging, maybe you can feel already that that doesn't have equanimity. It's a little, you know, a little grasping, a little, I gotta have this person. Or, you know, if I don't have this one individual, my life will not be okay. My entire happiness depends on this person. You can start to feel that's not entirely healthy for us to have that kind of relationship, because although we can benefit from the guidance and support that someone gives us, the kindness, whatever it is that they're doing for us, we definitely have to grow our own strong roots and branch out into our own abilities to thrive in this world. So we'll begin this practice by, as always, by settling into a comfortable and relaxed posture as best you can, and also alert. You know, enough alertness that you can engage with interest in the practice, but also keeping the body comfortable and, you know, taking your time to settle into that. Sometimes we have to adjust the body a little. During this practice, it's fine if you need to adjust your body from time to time to keep it comfortable so that it's not pulling your attention away from the practice. And perhaps beginning by slowly scanning the body. And some people like to do this very methodically from head to toe. For other people, it's just checking in with any areas of the body that feel some discomfort or some tightness, some tension that feels extra. And when you encounter anything in the body that feels like there's a little tightness or activation being carried there, seeing if you can bring some softness to that, bring some ease. Some things we can sometimes voluntarily relax. And just taking your time to check the body out in this way. And if there are areas that cannot be eased, that just are calling your attention to them and cannot be relaxed, just allowing that to be exactly as it is and to bathe it with your attention for some moments. Perhaps allowing your entire body to release into gravity. Letting the chair, the cushion, take the full weight of your torso and your limbs. Allowing this body, excuse me, that supports you, and this mind and heart, all of you that has brought yourself to the practice this day, sending yourself some kind wishes. May I be well and healthy. May I be protected from inner and outer harm. Letting yourself soak these feelings in. It doesn't have to be in a sentimental way. It can just be the thought, the inclination of mind, the intention. May I be content and happy. May I live with ease and peace. And this beautiful one that Bonnie offered us this afternoon, may I give love. And may I receive love. May I be present with whatever is passing through today, this moment, with some balance. Repeating these wishes or images or a felt sense of these things in your own mind for the next couple of minutes. Even adding your own phrase, whatever is supportive. Then gently turning the mind towards memories, images, a felt sense, thoughts of a benefactor, a living person who's been helpful, supportive to you, kind to you, a teacher, a mentor, even someone who's been an inspiration, even though you don't know them that well. And if several people come to mind, just pick one. Any one of them will do well for this. Someone who in some way is beneficial to your life, to you, directly or indirectly. Letting images of them or thoughts of them fill your mind and heart. The kind thing they did, the inspiring thing, the way they helped you or modeled something valuable for you. They're good qualities. And then inclining the mind towards wishes of friendliness, kindness towards them. You can feel this physically, perhaps, or this can come as thoughts. There could be some emotions with it. Giving yourself time to experience this friendliness and benevolence towards them at the pace that works for you. And it may grow as we say some phrases quietly in the mind or receive some phrases of benevolence. May you be healthy and well. Really seeing them deserve it, or not deserve, but receive good health, well-being. May you be free from all harm. Seeing this person safe and protected in their life. Able to enjoy that freedom. May you be content and happy. Seeing them receiving some of the good that they've put in the world in equal measure, feeling happy, feeling content. May you live with ease and peace. Can you notice anything that arises as you wish these phrases? Allowing anything that arises with kindness. Sometimes a relationship with a teacher or this kind of mentor or someone supportive can be a little complicated. And if anything like that comes into it, you might add in an equanimity phrase, such as, no matter how I wish things to be otherwise, things are as they are. Not only wishing the best for this person, but also acknowledging all parts of them, the parts that have been beneficial and any parts that have been some other way than you might wish, but they are as they are. No matter how I might wish things to be otherwise, things are as they are. May you be healthy and well. May you be free from all harm. May you be happy and content. May you live with ease and peace. May I open to how it is between us right now with balance and ease. This can be useful when you've had perhaps a close relationship with a supportive person like this and you find that it's changing. Sometimes a person who's a benefactor is in our life for a certain period of time, but then the relationship fades or becomes less frequent. And we can wish, may my heart be at ease with the changing conditions of life. May I open to how it is between us right now with more balance and ease. And continuing to, as a very quiet whisper in your own mind, repeat the phrases that feel right for you with this person, the kind wishes, and if helpful, the wishes for balance and equanimity, acceptance of how it is right now. Continuing in silence. And feeling free to create any phrases of your own that speak to your feelings of benevolence towards this person. If the mind drifts off into thinking or other preoccupations, simply continuing to bring it back to images or a felt sense of this person to whom you'd like to send goodwill, and returning to the phrases. May you be healthy and well. May you be free from all harm. May you be happy and content. May you live with ease and peace. And if some equanimity is called for, may I open to how it is between us right now with more balance and ease. You can come back to these phrases again and again when the mind wants to think obsessively or ruminatively about something. When you want to encourage the development of samadhi, concentration, these practices can lead in that direction. By coming back again and again to our thoughts, our feelings of kindness towards someone, and the quiet whisper of these phrases in the mind. And on any of these evenings of practice with these qualities of benevolence and equanimity, feel free to continue to practice in the hall. I'll stick to our schedule, but feel free to continue the practice. And may it carry you into an evening of very peaceful and deep sleep and restoration.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.